The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Active Voice. I believe it's 16 hours of programming that is reflections on what's been happening in across the city, across our state with Operation Metro Surge. Our Operation Metro Surge claimed there was a casualty this weekend. Alex Pretty was shot and killed by ICE agents Saturday morning. The city is saddened by another senseless death at the hands of ICE agents. So the thugs out there that are roaming around the city impersonating law enforcement with apparently the authority to wreak havoc. That's how it's been, how they've been showing up. We're gonna have a special program tomorrow that'll air at 11. We have a segment amongst the Active Voice shows and programs that have been recorded for. To reflect on what's been happening throughout the city. And I think as that show was coming together, no one expected that there would be another life taken in the Twin Cities. El Boog, welcome. How you doing? I think we're going to play a lot of music tonight and let our words really speak for themselves tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, folks. You can also catch that probably on demand after tomorrow. But you got anything you want to share with folks?
Stay warm, you know, stay warm out there, keep put up the fight, resist, and be heard. There's many ways that we can be heard, many forms that we can represent our disagreement with this occupation. And just because the thug in charge, Bovino, and others may be leaving perhaps today, that doesn't mean it's over. They may go to another state. We unify with that state, and we keep it up here. But I'll just share one event that's happening.
Yep.
January 28th, 1 p.m., Powwow Grounds on Franklin Avenue. Fred DeGerlet will be offering a prayer for our community, for one another, and for the family of Alex Pretty. And they are inviting pipe carriers and bundle carriers, and all are welcome for the community prayer and gathering.
All right. Make sure you, well, can you say that date again? I think I hit a button.
January 28th.
At 1 p.m. Grounds over on Franklin Avenue by the American Indian Center. Call out to for prayer for the family and community. I mean, community is traumatized, you know, right now for sure. You know, just getting over the senseless death of Renee Good, and clearly by all indications, all information has been presented, all the various video angles. Alex Preddy was not the aggressor in this situation. He was trying to help a woman who was being pushed down, you know, in those sub-zero temperatures over this past weekend. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. You did hear that there's been the call is even louder for Kristi Noem to step down. We'll see if there's any movement on that. Impeachment proceedings, those statements have been made. The administration is clearly backed down, you know, after that video, the various videos of Alex Preddy have emerged on the scene. They have stood down, and even to the extent, I believe, the governor and mayor both spoke with the Comb-Over-in-Chief over the weekend, or maybe sometime today. But anyway, still, today, I mean, the harm's already been done, you know.
It has been done.
Day,
and
right?
According to Anna Glaratelli, that confirmed all Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis are being sent home. DHS and CBP have not responded to email. This comes after federal sources told her that over the weekend, agents were told that their deployment would be extended. So, again, it says Border Patrol, not ICE.
Yeah, and that makes me, I've always, or recently, I've been really confused as to why Border Patrol is in Minneapolis. I thought Border Patrol was meant to be, you know, southern border, northern border, other areas where, you know, are the line between.
They have. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Is that normal action of the Border Patrol to be in a major city hundreds of miles from the nearest border?
They actually can go up to 100 miles.
Okay.
From a coastal border or land zone.
But in this case, I mean, the border.
100-mile rule, but we're more than 100 miles from the Canadian border.
That's kind of my point, right? Yeah, exactly. They're
we're more than 100 miles from Duluth.
So, but at least, you know, that may be a good sign. But again, the damage has been done. And then I heard about ICE aggression up in the Brainerd Lakes area. So maybe they're going to just. You know, like roaches scatter and end up in other parts of the state or other parts of the country. I did hear that at least there was some speculation that the agents, who we still don't know, have they named the agents that were involved in the shooting?
I've only seen one name floating around.
Yeah.
I don't jump to conclusion because, you know, so they've gotten it wrong in the past. So mm-hmm. are they being just sources have gotten it wrong in the past. So mm-hmm. I don't name anybody because I'm not going to dox anyone without any, you know, not. And because we don't have any proof and validation of that. But there are special exceptions they claim for the 100-mile rule, but I wonder if that's. I didn't read Keith Ellison's full lawsuit. I don't know if that's being addressed, but I'm curious about that. We haven't heard much about it, so I'm guessing that it's more or less something that is a special exception. So nobody's really questioning it, or we haven't heard it as loudly as some other things.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
So the story goes and the tale moves on, and this history is going to remember this, and I can't wait to see what Ken Follett writes about it, the historian, because, you know, it feels like it's fake news. It feels like it would be fake news. It feels like it would be an AI-generated meme or storyline. Mm-hmm. And there are moments where I just have to pause and go, no, this is really happening. So you'll hear it, but I just want to reinforce it. Stay warm, stay blessed, be careful. And for all of you, you know, support a minority-owned business. Get up in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood. Get up in the on Lake Street. Get up on the West Side St. Paul, East Side St. Paul. Get into the hood, North Side Minneapolis. Wherever in the suburbs you find a place, find a minority-owned business. Find a and shop. Shop there, support them, buy their goods, keep them moving along. And I've seen that in on Lake Street. Some of the shops are being
A lot of the immigrant-owned businesses and others, you know, other businesses have shuttered because of the threat of ICE and because of their tactics of, you know, coming. How egregious is that to come, sit, have a meal, you know, scout out, see who might be from an immigrant community? Again, racial profiling at an amazing level to see that happen or hear about these stories where you someone cooks your meal and then that same cook you're detaining and deporting or attempting to deport. Let's take a music break. We're gonna be heavy on the music tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org, on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back.
Something new to discover at the Sands Museum of Minnesota. Skin, living armor, evolving identity invites visitors to explore the science of skin through rare specimens and interactive displays. Then journey back in time with T-Rex on the Omni Theater's towering screen. Plan your visit at smm.org.
I'ma give it all that I know. Charlie, tell me what it's on now. All my brothers tryna get it for sure. Plus we young and we got no hope. All we know, we tryna get us some dope. If I ever cop me one meal, I'ma cop a crib and a new Lambo. I'll free my cousins and my uncles. Know the system tryna take my kinfolk. Way I look at situations, it can either be triumph or trouble. Peeping game from all the OGs. Don't say nothing, but I watch from afar. When you older, things gon' make sense. How sometimes they compromise who they are. But you know I gotta go and get it, go and get it, yo. Know I gotta go and get it, go and get it, yo. Know I gotta go and get it, go and get it. Look inside my face now. See, I'm less than fuck, I can breathe.
if I ever caught me one meal. Make that bread and have it to all my seeds. Get my grandma off the south side.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. I'd like to read a short statement. Many of you may have heard this already. For some, we may be enlightening you. In the aftermath of the Alex Preddy murder over the weekend at the hands of ICE agents, the administration, through the Justice Department, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, had the audacity to say, we will remove ICE agents and Border Patrol from your city, Minneapolis, if you turn over your voter rolls and other information on citizens in your state. Leaders of the DFL have responded in this way. We stand firmly with Secretary of State Steve Simon in his refusal to comply with U.S. Attorney Pam Bondi's unlawful demand for access to Minnesota's voter registration data. It is unconscionable that the Attorney General would tie this illegal request to the federal occupation in our state, effectively holding Minnesota's security hostage to force compliance with an unlawful demand. This is just another example of the true reason for federal occupation in Minnesota, and it was never about immigration enforcement. This is about fear, control, and settling political scores from an authoritarian regime. No, you do not have the right to our personal data, and it's insulting to Minnesotans and our constitutional rights for you to even ask. So shout out to DFL caucus leadership, House caucus leadership, for that statement. It feels like bizarro world on some levels, El Boog. Like, this kind of what's been happening over the last month or so, or even, you know, over the last year, to be honest, if we're being real with ourselves, as we've tried to adapt to the new reality of authoritarian regime. We clearly...
I'm adapting.
We are not adapting. We are resisting using our voices. And again, tune into that Active Voice programming tomorrow for 16 hours, starting at, I think, Pete Lee. Shout out to Pete Lee and Bob with Bob Street for holding it down for many, many years here at KFAI. It's been a pleasure to be in the lineup right after him. But 16 hours of material, recording shows, many of them in-house here, responding to what's been happening in Minneapolis over the last month, you know, as the aggression from what is it called, Metro Surge.
Bullshit. Oops, I almost swore.
Beep.
I caught it. Metro BS.
It is.
Tell me how you really feel. How you really feel.
Tell me how you really feel.
And I've never done that. First time for everything. Sorry about that.
Well, tell us a little bit. I know in our recorded segment that's going to air tomorrow, you talked a little bit about your experience on Friday where you had a chance to be a part of that January 23rd, kind of walkout and gather type of event that went on that you participated in, sub-zero temperatures out on the streets of Minneapolis downtown.
Brr. Yeah, I did, and I really thought I was going to at the very end. This is a off comment, but I marched, gathered. My favorite part. I mean, all of it was my favorite part, but I really enjoyed after inside Target Center, listening to the music. There was trumpet. There were musicians. There was singing. There was a celebration inside the Target Center, and just the joy of being inside there and hearing and seeing all of the celebration following that walk. was really a highlight besides walking alongside what I call a new friend and having communion with somebody while walking. And it's a, you know, I get a lot of questions lately of what can we do? What can I do? How do I participate? Everybody, what in walking in observation, and there's segments of people, there's newer people, there's people who are seasoned people who've done this, they're pros, they're out there with the bullhorns, they're rallying all of us, they're getting us pumped up, they're getting us excited. There's people that were handing out signs that they made at their print shops. I just saw one of the toy store was, and I forgive the name because I was just searching for it and I accidentally put it down, but there was a toy store doing a whole bunch of prints for signs. And it's just seeing it all come together and their spirits still full of perseverance was a really amazing feeling. And people were on sidewalks and streets. And if you've never protested before or joined a walk, there really are user friendly. You just show up, get in where you can fit in. You just start walking. You're among people that will care for you. They will look out for you. They will be there in communion with you. It was a little cold, so we all had hats on and hoods on, and it made it a little bit more challenging to talk like normal. But it's a safe space. So if you see, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them advertised all the time. There's people standing outside, right now protesting. And just join, just stand,
or
observe.
Even maybe a better word is even demonstrating.
Demonstrating.
Or gathering in solidarity. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day. Because, the beauty of that event that you participated in on Friday, the night before, the tragedy with Alex Preddy, there was no damage to any property. It was just people from Minneapolis and elsewhere in the region gathering to show support for the city of Minneapolis at this time when the city's been occupied. There are a couple of organizations, if you want to help. There's an organization, I'm just looking online here, Twin Cities Food Justice is one organization that is helping folks that are in need, people serving people, food shelves. There are a host of other efforts underway to support those folks on the front line. There were some folks that were very angry Saturday morning. I watched for a couple hours captivated. 3-4 hours Saturday morning in the aftermath of Alex Preddy's murder. And, those folks were angry, and I thought it was real tasteless. I mean, the whole way the thing had been handled over the weekend with BCA not being allowed to investigate the scene, just the way in which almost immediately we heard from Department of Homeland Security and, the ICE czar, whatever his name is, and others, how, Preddy had a weapon, had brandished his weapon, and, trying to justify their actions. But most folks understood hours later, after a lot of video came in, that Alex Preddy was not the aggressor, not even close, that he was helping someone else. And that thugs rushed him all around, taking his weapon, one of those, and he got shot after that, which is probably the reason why there's a big exodus in the aftermath. And that's why it is important. Continue to use your, continue to exercise your constitutional rights, your human civil rights, and also document. In many of these situations, Renee Good, in that case, the shooter's documenting. But make sure that you...
A lot of other documentation that people are sending in. And the other side of me, I can't help have this thought, but if you're documenting and they do something egregious and they notice you're documenting, I would just turn around and start walking away real fast.
Yeah.
I was, because they're gonna come and get. I that's the first thought I had when I was like, okay, you know, what do you do in that situation? Because you want to contribute, but you're scared, but yet they're gonna come for your phone too if they did something egregious and you caught them. So there's been a lot of video that's come out from people who are recording from behind the window, from inside their cars. So if you're not comfortable standing on the sidewalk, you can do it from your car. You can do it from a business window, go inside a business and or from an apartment balcony. People have done that from their apartment windows or their home windows. And that's how a lot of footage is coming out too. But it is important that it's documented for bigger reasons. But, you know.
Well, yeah, the AG has definitely suggested make sure that you document.
I mean,
document.
If I had
that
a body
way...
camera, I'll put it on. With my GoPro. Uh-huh. Have my GoPro out. But I didn't mean to cut you off. It
no,
just made
good.
Me think about that. But I was going to say something so important.
That's all right. Well, while you think about that, why don't we take a music break? Again, thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Despertemos, despertemos humanidad. Ya no hay tiempo.
Make the fight for freedom every day, in the year, every year.
We must not let ourselves be divided.
Tuesday, January 27th is Active Voice on KFAI, a day of special programming spotlighting Minnesotans working toward justice in our current world. Learn more at kfai.org/activevoice.
From the legs and arms, you add on the neck for the threes of charm, three the hard way, three been the magic from the very first day, and now I'm one third of the world, in different parts of the land I'm heard, never be the king of New York, but the traveler to many places, walk and hold my head up and wake the dead up, the Lazarus rapping, I'm applying, could've tried acting, but fronting on trying, I'm like Will who make the mills as an actor, so just a DJ, I'm still the rapper, who's at the math signs, a pure soul that I climb past the clouds, they say you can't mix the two, but I'm fixed to do the impossible, a scientist here to show you how, mix blades, rub grenades in the backyard jam or the club that pays, that back in the days in a sense can't be plugged up and charged, so the memory stays, but who would've thought, written in the crescents, one of the key players, restoring the essence of that classic Bronx hip hop back in the game, would be a Philly DJ with the jazz in his name, Black.
Let me hear your you that NY Philly finesse. Two veterans knowing that they better than most, but never place bragging rights on it. Never buckle the pressure, give it how we want it.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Happy belated birthday to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Have you ever had a chance to check out Jeff when he DJs and shows up in different nightclubs
nope.
or concerts? Yeah, he is a heck of a DJ.
Is he?
He's always overshadowed. Hockey stick, huh?
He's usually overshadowed by.
But not really though.
The happy one.
Well, no, I think that's
Will Smith.
I think years ago when they first came out, Jazzy Jeff from Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and of course Will Smith went on to be a mega star actor. But the reality is when it comes to hip hop, and longevity in hip hop, Jazzy Jeff has had a much greater impact on music, on the music as a whole. Right.
Really?
Yeah, he has. He has produced, tracks. Let me look up some of his work. So not only, you know, is he the mastermind musically behind DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, he also acted, right? We saw him on a show every now and then. He is known kind of throughout kind of the Philly scene, and with many others, you know, to be a super producer and to tour as a DJ turntablist. I've had a chance to check him out a couple times. I saw him once over on campus, the U's campus. What's the name of that venue? I can't remember right now. Right there.
Oh, it says the V.
Yeah. Over was that the Varsity?
Yeah.
The Varsity. Yeah, I had a chance to see him over there, which is dope. I remember that time. There was a bunch of B-boys, B-girls out there getting it in. So, yeah, Jazzy Jeff still killing it. I think he got sick during COVID, but he has been doing his thing for many years, and I'm just trying to pull up some info on him, and I'm not trying to go to the website. I'm trying to take you know, Jazzy Jeff is 61 years old, is born January 22nd, 1965. People are getting older. It's crazy.
Dang.
Right? Jazzy Jeff is 61. Born in Philly, known as, born Jeffrey Allen Thomas, January 22nd, 1965. DJ Jazzy Jeff, of course, is his stage name, but he is a super producer. I'm trying to get to some of the different projects that he's worked on. Jill Scott, Music Soul Child, Eminem, The Roots, Raheem Devon, Darius Rucker, Talib Kweli, Floetry, Rhyme Fest, many, many, many more, including, you know, he's collabed with Big Daddy Kane, Posse. You just heard that track right there. That was Pasta Noose from De La Soul, Method Man, CL Smooth, and others.
So lots of people.
Lots of folks.
Lots of good people.
Lots of good music coming out. So celebrating musically DJ Jazzy Jeff. We also got some tracks from Ninth Wonder, another super producer from out of North Carolina, Little Brother, as well. Again, tune in tomorrow to Active Voice for 16 hours of program starting at 6 a.m., where do we have that roster? I know I saw it. Ellie sent it to me. I have it somewhere.
I'm excited for the lineup. You know, I think it's gonna be a really powerful lineup. I'm not even just speaking for ourselves. I'm speaking for those who are, you know, scheduled even after us. And I hope ours I hope ours came together well. You know, I was fired up, folks. I was really fired up. I think B was fired up, and we were fresh off of all this stuff that was happening over the weekend, and you know, we just hope the message came through. And for me, the message is that we all have a role. We all have a part, and get in where you figure out what your strengths are and lean into that and provide it. I was just on a Instagram reel of all these great resources, community resources, minority-owned business resource directories. There's all kinds of things coming together. If you have a skill you can provide, if you can fix glass, if you can make three, if you have a 3D printer, if you can help with vehicles and identification of whose owners they are and tow them, like anything, if you can help clean, maybe you. I read a story about this young girl who got her moon for the first time, and it took about 7 different people to organize it, and get it to her in secret. Because she's locked into her home, and this is there's a lot of stories like this. But
folks are still sheltered up in fear. You know, even though we're getting word that, you know, they're going to be
I don't trust them.
Folks are leaving supposedly in mass. You know, yeah, a lot of folks are sheltered up. Many people. You know, listen, I'm moving around with my passport everywhere I go.
Yeah, there's different skills. I just saw something post that came through where they're asking for people who have skills like medic skills, nurse skills, doctor skills to help with on the line with the the demonstrations, protests, and such. But also to make house calls. If you're a veteran, vet tech, there's need for those house calls too. There's, you know, if they have ill pets and such, or check on your neighbors if you know they've been detained and they may have pets. Can you foster their pet while they're gone? Hopefully they can come back. There's so many things. And then most of all, the recovery. There will be a recovery, and we've been through this. We've been through it with the pandemic. We've been through it with George Floyd protests. There's going to be a recovery, and it's going to take all of us to help these businesses flourish once again. And we're going to have to forget those chains and frequent these neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, definitely support, get out and support businesses owned in community, communities of color, immigrant communities, other folks. Do your research. If you go online, there are a lot of opportunities to weigh in and lend support, you know, in these challenging times. The lineup for Active Voice, the schedule tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m., you got Riffs, Rhymes, and Reverb with Dana Silverman kicking us off. Then Let's Talk About It, campaign update from 7:30 to 8, from 8 to 10, No Name in the Street. D.A. Bullock is the DJ on that. Veterans for Peace at 10. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy will our show will air at 11. At noon, you got Democracy Now. 1 o'clock, The Conversation with Al McFarlane. 2 o'clock, Soul Craft Special. 4 to 5, Northern Sun News Special. 5 to 6, Diasporic Declarations, Journalists, Reflections on ICE in Minnesota by Ash Musana. Hopefully I didn't mess up that name. Right On Radio Specials at 6, Views from the Ground at 7, and Bonjour Minnesota Immigration Special from 8 to 10 with Freddie and company. So, again, you know, at the station here, station that has programming for where we have representation from all various communities from the Twin Cities area. It's one of the most diverse community stations, all volunteer stations in the metro area, in the state for sure, in the region probably. But make sure you tune into that program, that programming tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, there's one final one is, there was this story I was following in Texas about a father who was detained, and he was the sole caregiver for his disabled son who had Pomp disease. His son only lived 3 months once they detained his dad, and he never got to say goodbye to him. So remember that too. Check on your neighbors. Especially if they need some PCA help, personal care attendant help, the elderly, the vulnerable. And if I was even thinking of, If you are a teacher and you can help homeschool, help with math, help with teaching, continuing their education, there's just so much opportunity to help, and lots of ways you can do it, and just reaching out to find somebody to connect you. Churches are a good resource as well. So we need all hands on deck.
We do. And also, if you need legal representation to know your rights, there's a legal network called Monarca. Thank you. And they have a hotline if you are in need of support, 612-441-2881. Unidos Minnesota also is out there to help folks who may be in harm's way. I'm looking for their contact info right now. A lot of community assets and folks stepping up in these really challenging times to help individuals that are in harm's way.
Did you find it?
No. It's all right.
I thought you were going to play a lot of music.
I am going to play a lot of music. thank you. That was right on key. I'll play. I'm going to play.
I can tell. I can tell because you are just dropping those ahs, which, folks, is a pet peeve of mine, and I love them dearly. But, babe,
don't do that.
Don't.
Don't do that. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy this evening. Again, check us out tomorrow at 11 a.m. Let's take a music break. We'll be right back.
Make it move like I wanna move with them horns. Let them play with them strings while I spit the life for kings. Put a cud in it, stud with it, we at it. Dudes that was meant to have it. Fans wanna reach out and grab it. I'm just an ordinary man with an unordinary lifestyle. Seen early I would live as a child. I was conceived a mistake, but through God it's really all it take for me to be born and make the earth shake. This was raised from the bottom. So before them plain clothes got them, soak up the four square mouths to pop them. It's me in the flesh, here to put them rumors to rest and let you celebrate hip-hop's best. From the womb to the tomb, hit the game real soon with a tune that's gonna take sun straight to the moon. Ta-da, see it's my turn now, all competitors bow, all you're saying is wow. All I know is the way it gotta go and everything it takes to hold me down. All I see is the way it gotta be. If you came to see me hit the town, this is my vibe, the way I survive. The pedigree to own a whole catalog. All I'm saying is, don't sleep on me, dog. I really walk them streets there, school them young wolves. CL is slay anything in his way. Okay, it's all about the aura.
On Friday evenings, the Science Museum of Minnesota hosts museum nights from 5 to 8 p.m. Think hands-on experiments, live science performances, and Omni Theater films with food and beverages available at the cafe. More information at smm.org/mn.
Microphone and said, what the hold up, Jeff? wait a minute, playing. He just smiled, said,
yeah, that ain't it.
It was, it made me wanna. And we knew almost at once it was a. So we continued to listen to it. And we knew it was deaf when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five to Jeff, and without hesitation popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it. Rewound the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday we went to the club and out and out cold tore it up. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spitting and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling while over the microphone I was flowing. Fresh rhymes I was showing the people say you keep going. So I continued to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front to get a bird's eye view of what we call.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Ye Vagabonds, Monday, February 9th. Hailing from Dublin, Ye Vagabonds perform folk music inspired by Irish tradition, with touches of Appalachian and 60s folk. They're touring with their latest release, Nine Waves, a blending of traditional Irish ballads and original songs, displaying their multi-instrumental skills and tight harmonies. Opening the show is Red Thread. More information about Ye Vagabonds is available at thecedar.org.
Super producer and DJ Jazzy Jeff, happy belated birthday. That was one of my favorite tracks. It was a track that a lot of folks maybe weren't hip to. I remember seeing DJ Jeff and the Fresh Prince in concert when I used to live in the DC area, and the Brand New Funk, you know, that was the track. That was the track. And actually, I think it's probably one of the tracks where the Fresh Prince has his best flow on that track, right? So from there, you know, some of the other tracks, you know, moved in when they became more mainstream. Yeah, that's when folks used to have dancers on the stage at their concerts.
They have that still.
Yes, certain artists do, but all rappers used to have dancers on the stage, you know, backup dancers, Big Daddy Kane, Heavy D, you know, one of his cousins actually died who was a dancer because he fell off the stage. Everyone had dancers back in the day. It was different. So, but anyway.
I think they still do. I mean, I really do. Beyonce.
Exactly. I mean, some of the major acts, so I guess this is the point I'm making. So Madonna.
So Eminem doesn't have backup dancers?
Eminem probably doesn't have backup dancers. Wu-Tang, probably not backup dancers. Some of the artists of today, right? I mean, you know, if you're doing a show and it's a large production, yeah, you might have dancers in the mix. But, you know, rap kind of went into, went to a very heavy kind of male-centered kind of vibe. This is when it was a little more. You know, you had Salt and Pepper. You had a different kind of vibe at this point before they went real hard. And then folks was not really dancing. You know, they were just mob. They were mobs of folks. Their gang, their crew, not their gang, but you know their entourage. You know, and they weren't really dancing. Maybe they would be, you know, head bopping. But anyway, Different era.
I think Bad Bunny's going to have backup dancers at the Super Bowl.
I think Bad Bunny's Super Bowl, you know the best thing about the Super Bowl that's happening?
Seahawks?
No, Donald Trump won't be there. He says too far. He's not going to L.A. And I think it's masterful. So I think it's going to be, you know, folks who have a party. I think it's masterful how the NFL and the major networks who are behind, because again, it's Super Bowl, the commercials, it is a marketing bonanza, right? Millions and millions of dollars go into the production of those commercials and the whole, all of the spectacle that is the Super Bowl. And I think it's been pretty masterful how, you know, those critics, because Bad Bunny is Puerto Rican and will be
and
performing.
American, thus.
Well, yeah. For Puerto those Rican of you American. Who don't know this, Puerto Rico is a United States territory, right? But Bad Bunny will be performing, a major international superstar, but he'll be performing in Spanish. So it's been masterful how in the aftermath of the critique and all this, you know, visceral response to the announcement of him performing, that what they've done, you know, because again, they got millions of dollars at stake. So they've done things like, oh, well, if you want to hear or read the lyrics, in other words, they're not losing out on the money. Those folks, the networks, the companies and others, they have navigated very courageously and effectively around the backwardsness that has emerged in our country of racist ideology. White supremacy that seems to be predominating these days, right? And in the aftermath, folks are pushing back, and that's good to see. Not enough people are pushing back. And if you want to, not necessarily push back, but if you want to help folks, you mentioned towing. Leo's Towing over in St. Paul is helping to return abandoned vehicles to people who have been taken by ICE, to their families. So you can reach out to them. Leo's Tow. Can be reached via Facebook, or you can give them a call at 651-703-4914 if you need their help. There are several grocery stores that are making delivery, free delivery services. Colonial Market in Minneapolis. You can call them at 651-508-0256. They're offering home delivery. They have three locations, Minneapolis, North Side, North Minneapolis, and Bloomington. Valerie's Carnciata is back up and running. It's weird because it's not Carnciata. So anyway, I messed that up. But home delivery from Valerie's, you can give her a call at 613-823-4400. You may want to look that up online. St. Paul, they're offering things. Minneapolis as well. Alborado Market is offering grocery delivery, 612-276-9552, extension 1. Reach out to them. Neighborhood House is offering, over in St. Paul on the west side, it's offering a range of services from food shelves to family service centers. If you have housing issues and other needs, Neighborhood Houses is helping folks. There's an online detainee location system. Also, I heard, you know, it was really cool, the Department of Corrections, Minnesota Department of Corrections. Shout goes out to the commissioner whose name escapes me right now. Good dude. It does. His name escapes me. Good guy. And why I always remember him is because he has a service dog that travels with him. So when we have these meetings, when he comes to, you know, Minnesota Indian Affairs Council meeting or other meetings and I see him, he always has his dog with him. I'll look his name up. But that commissioner is providing accurate information in the aftermath of all the spin that we've been hearing.
Is it Paul Schnell?
Paul Schnell, good dude. Paul Schnell is a good dude. Department of Corrections offering accurate information about what's happening.
Yeah.
To dispel all the misinformation that has been spread thus far by Department of Homeland Security and others.
Okay. And earlier I mentioned a toy store. The Mischief Toy Store was the toy store name. That they're printing signs. They keep running out, and he's making more. They're making more signs and for distribution. So Mischief Toy Store, check that out too, and support them for doing good work. They're in St. Paul off of Grand Avenue, 818 Grand Avenue.
Yes, we'll continue to provide. We got a few more minutes in here. We're gonna big shout out to organizer Ashley Fairbanks. I know Ashley very well. She created Stand With Minnesota, which is an invaluable resource for both funding and offering support to neighbors as ICE continues to occupy the Twin Cities. There's Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Rent Relief Fund, Cando Rent Relief Fund, Collective Care Fund. You can reach out. Stand With Minnesota is the name of that organization. Minnesotans organization stepping up in solidarity with the immigrant community here in the Twin Cities. And again, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy stands in solidarity with those comrades who are helping to defend those folks who are under duress.
Cool. Well, I think we supplied a lot unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, you said more music. And I appreciate the resource shout-outs, of course. And we hope you all have a safe evening and a wonderful night. Enjoy it the way you can, or get out there and support the way you can. And we're thinking of you all.
We are. We hold, we have you know, the folks who've been out there over this weekend, which was really, really challenging for many, many, many people who've had to endure these unprecedented times. Again, we do stand in solidarity with you, and we hope and wish for your continued safety and those who are in harm's way. We're happy to hear that their agents are going to be leaving our city. And this has been a very dark time for folks in the Minneapolis area.
Yeah, and stay united, folks. Don't let the small talk divide your thoughts. And as citizens of Minnesota, Minneapolis, stay united with our communities, and let's stay away from the fray trying to rip us apart.
That's right. Real quick, other food drives, other places. El Boog mentioned Powwow Grounds, Picnic Linden Hills.
Powwow Grounds, though, is specifically for those who are patrolling.
Yes. So these are. But there is food. There's food that is available. Bad Rooster, Bang Brewing, Bad Weather Brewing Company, Hold the Wheat. You know, one of your favorite spots if you have gluten free needs. That
even
that,
if you don't, they got fantastic, beautiful pastries.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about to get up out of here. Again, thank you as always for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be back next week, y'all.
Listening to 90.3 KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, all.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
So uninspired.